Welcome to the Therapy Brothers podcast.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Tyler.
We're brothers.
We're therapists.
And we know recovery.
Bring your stories, your questions, your successes with real recovery.
Hey, Tyler, you ready to have some hard conversations?
Let's do it.
Let the Therapy Brothers podcast begin. Hey guys, welcome back to the Therapy Brothers podcast. I have a review that I want to go over, and then we'll dive right into the topic today. So, the review says, great podcast. Tyler and Brandon are so great at talking about the hard topics. I was a guest recently and really benefited from our conversation. I felt their love and genuine desire to help me. This podcast is such a valuable resource. Awesome. Appreciate you sending us a review. The kind words, especially coming from a guest, because I just love our guests. They're so courageous, vulnerable, awesome, just amazing people. So thank you to all of our guests who have ever come on. Really, really appreciate it. And if you want to be a guest, go to therapybros.com and ask a question there and just click the little button that says, yes, I'll be a guest on the show. We'd love to have you. So, all right, you guys, I am a lone man today. I don't have a guest. I also don't have my co-host, Tyler. So it is just me. Tyler, he went through some of the questions that we've been getting a couple episodes back. He just went kind of rifled through some of those questions. I was reading down the list of questions that we have, and we do have quite a few. And I just thought, you know, instead of answering them individually, I want to try to answer a lot of them with a principle that is very important and very, I think, sometimes not fun, but it is the way to get out of suffering. It is the way to no longer be stuck. It is the way to get relief from the constant feelings of stuckness, resentment, depression, those type of things. So this is a pretty big answer and big topic that I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about is about what relieves suffering. So some of the questions that I was reading through are things like, we're stuck in the messy middle, and it feels like we take one step forward and two steps back. My partner is working their recovery, and I know they are, but I just don't want to get too close to them because I might get hurt again. What do I do? I can get sober, but I still show up weak in my relationships. You know, why can't I just be very authentic and honest with my partner? Even questions like, things around how do I accept my partner's sexuality the reality of what's on their arousal template. So all of these questions, these are great questions, and they're being asked for good reason. And each one of them could be their own episode. But within these questions, you can hear a little bit of suffering happening, or a little bit of angst, something going on that's just like, I'm just not at peace. Things aren't right. In order to overcome suffering, it's all about coming to a state of acceptance about reality, or accepting truth. And this is easy for me to say, because sometimes in order to accept truth, we have to go through the process of grieving. We have to process the emotions. We have to process our reaction to the reality and what's actually in front of us. And it's difficult to step into that pain we don't want to walk through that pain in order to get to that place of peace. And a lot of times when you look at the process of grief, the process of grief is just a process of acceptance. It's a process of coming to terms with what is. And one of the first steps in the grieving process is denial. And sometimes that denial can be so blatant and so obvious. And then sometimes that denial is more kind of internal, and it's just resistance. So I can say, yeah, I know what the reality is. I can see it. But on an internal level, I still don't accept it. I still fight it. I still avoid it. I still resist it. Simply put, our suffering is caused from resistance to what is. And it's, when I say that, that can feel kind of invalidating to a lot of people, because it's like, okay, like you're telling me if I just accept everything, then I'll be happy. And I'm, yeah, that's true. But when a hard reality has happened, the last thing somebody needs is for someone else to come in and say, get over it. It's fine. That's the reality. Accept it. Because they still need to walk through that pain. They still need to process that pain. So reality can be very painful. It can be very hard. And, my favorite quotes that I always share, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. If you want peace, if you really want that treasure, then you might have to step into the pain. The pathway out of hell is through misery. So instead of facing the misery, we fall back into hell. Same thing, right? Like, I would rather not feel the pain of the reality, so I'll stay stuck. Now, let me give you some examples of this. Like the question I just said, I know my partner's working recovery. I want intimacy. I want connection, but I refuse to be vulnerable and give him a chance for trust again. Do you see the stuckness there? Things like, I know that the job that I have is not my purpose. It's not the real career that I'm supposed to have. I feel it. I feel God's telling me it's not, but I'm not going to quit because I'm scared. So the reality that that's not really what you were built for, made for, and the truth of that gets thrown out the window and you stay stuck suffering. When I talk about sexuality, some of those things are hard to digest and hard to hear. And I think sometimes the reality of your partner's sexuality can be very scary and triggering and difficult. And so instead of accepting that reality about their sexuality, you live in some denial about it and want it to be different, which then causes suffering. Rather than on both sides of the fence, both partners saying, this is my sexuality, this is who I am. How do we now make a relationship work where we can honor each other's boundaries, but also be open and honest about the reality of who we are? The nagging things, then you can really see it on a physical level. If you, hurt something and you don't want to go to the doctor, you don't want a diagnosis and you don't want to do the physical therapy. You don't want to go through the pain of that. And so you just leave it and you let it linger and it heals wrong and it causes you more suffering. This is what we do in our lives all the time. Some people are better at facing reality than other people. And some people naturally are, and some people have been taught how to deal with it. The nature of life is that pain will be a part of it, and pain will be a part of it for our learning and for our growth. Pain is mandatory. Suffering is optional. And so when pain is there and that's part of our reality, we have a choice. And this is one of the biggest choices we have in our life. How do I choose to deal with it, to accept it, and to step into it? Or am I going to choose to resist it, go into denial and fight it, and cause myself suffering? There's actually a therapy called reality therapy. It's rarely used. I should tell you guys this story. So in graduate school, we were studying different modalities of therapy. And I don't know if it was Gestalt. I want to say it was Gestalt was the person who created reality therapy. And reality therapy is when a client comes in and you just are blunt and direct and drop truth on them. You don't beat around a bush. You don't dance around things. You just, boom, you just sock it to them. Now, you think about this, it's like, well, how's this therapeutic? It is therapeutic if the client is wanting the hard truth. Now, you ask people if they want you to be direct and blunt and honest, and they're always like, yeah, that's what I want. That's exactly what I want. And then a lot of times they run away from it as fast as they can. So in reality therapy, a person comes in and says something like, I'll just make something up. My partner won't emotionally connect to me. They don't even care to come to therapy. They don't even try to empathize or listen to me ever. All they do is hang out with their friends, watch TV, and avoid me. Okay, so if they said something like that, if you're the therapist, now your feedback goes through your lens still as the therapist, your perspective, but you're as the therapist, you'd say something like, your partner doesn't love you. Your partner doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. You're showing up desperate and unwilling to face that the reality that they don't want to be with you. Ouch. Ouch. It's pretty blunt. Now, why am I telling you about reality therapy? Because in essence, what a good therapist will do is they will build rapport. They will process your feelings with you. They will listen. They will even do what we call motivational interviewing, where all of the tactics in which we're using as a therapist is helping our client come to terms with truth and reality, is relieving the suffering caused from the resistance. And so reality therapy is not popular because it lacks some of the validations people need, some of the processing, some of the empathy parts of things. But it is just jumping to the end. Boom, here's the reality. So we can reverse engineer this, you guys. This is what's really cool. And we don't want to do this because our own denials are there. And, you know, it's hard to self-reflect and get conscious of our own stuff. However, this is really cool when you understand this. If I have suffering, if Brandon Patrick has suffering, if something is nagging at me in my life, whether it's emotional, spiritual, physical, sexual, whatever it is, relational, if something is nagging at me and there's suffering there and the infection is ensuing and it's growing in my life, then there is something that I am not facing. Okay, so there's I want to distinguish something here. I'm not talking about pain. I'm talking about suffering. So, you know, let's say I got in a car accident and I broke my leg, and there's a lot of pain associated to that. That's just pain from the car hitting me. And I can't take that away automatically. I only have limited amounts of control when it comes to that, because that is just life. That's pain coming into my life. Okay. Where I do have a lot of control and I have a lot of choices, do I want that pain to turn into long-term suffering? Do I want that wound to turn into an infection? Okay. And so if I look at my life and I reverse engineer this, and I can say, okay, I'm gonna look at the areas where there is unneeded suffering, where I'm very resistant. Okay. So here's kind of a formula for you. So you know, the first question is I don't want blank to continue. What is it that you're fighting against? I don't want my relationship to be this way anymore. I don't want my financial situation to be so stressful anymore. I don't want to be dealing with the feelings that I feel at church anymore. I could go on and on. Okay. I don't want my family member to be sad anymore. Okay. So I'll get back to that one in a second. The next question is what reality am I avoiding? Now, this is a hard one to get to sometimes because it's not so obvious. So let's take like my financial situation. I don't want my finances to be so stressful anymore. Okay. So if you look at reality, it's like, well, I only make so much money that we can quantify that. Okay. The reality is I'm just making up this stuff, but I'm staying at a dead end job, that I don't have much opportunity for growth. And my finances probably won't change much, but I'm staying there because of fear. So the reality that might be so scary and terrifying is that I am much more capable and my potential is way higher than what I'm doing at work. I have talents and abilities that I am not using. And I'm choosing to not use it because of fear, because of security, because of comfort. That's the reality. Listen to that. The reality is actually a good thing. It's positive, but it's scary because with it comes some accountability. Sometimes the best things are the most terrifying. Because if I really face that reality, that I am capable of so much more than this, that God made me for so much more than this, that I have talents and abilities that are being wasted at this job, I'd quit my job tomorrow. I'd be done. And then I'd believe that I'm going to find something or create something else because I know who I am. That reality is there. But when I don't know the reality, I don't face that truth, then I cling on to this, to the fear, and hang out with the security because I don't know the reality. Okay, so what reality am I avoiding? What would facing that reality actually look like? How can I prepare myself to face that reality if that reality is scary or hard? And then what is my first step? So let's take limbo land with a relationship, walk through this formula. I don't want limbo land to continue. Okay, what reality am I avoiding? Now, there might be a lot within here. Okay. Reality is I don't feel safe with my partner still. Reality is I don't feel real recovery. Reality is I never loved them and I married them out of obligation in the first place. Reality is I'm just in this for the kids. And if I could be out tomorrow, I would. Okay, I'm just throwing a bunch of things that could be reality. Okay. Do you see how hard and scary these things are to admit? Okay, if some of these things were true, what would facing that reality actually look like if I got that real with myself? What do I need to do to prepare to face it? And that's things like, what support systems do I have in place? What things do I have in place in terms of other security financially and things? Because if I face reality and big moves happen in my life because of that, I need to be prepared. So you don't just have to dive in the deep end. You know, hopefully you swim through the reality of it all, but if you sink and die, you die. No, you can dive in with an inner tube, but dive in the deep end. Help yourself float in that deep end a little bit, but dive in the deep end. Okay. Use your recovery capital. Use the assets that you have and the things around you that can support you to deal with the reality of whatever it is. And that's the next question is how can I prepare to face it? What are some things that I can set in place in order to walk through this harsh reality, to drink this bitter cup? I think I've told this story before, but it's a, you know, I came home from work one day and my ceiling was on the floor. There's a flood in my roof from the swamp cooler, and it soaked all of the insulation for like, I don't know, like 6 hours. And I walked in my condo and the ceiling was literally on the floor. And I had been married 2 months. We just bought this condo and I was freaking out. And I was like, what are we going to do? I don't, you know, where are we going to live? How, you know? And my wife comes home and kind of laughs. And she's like, oh, this is kind of exciting. We have an opportunity to remodel and work together and figure this out. Like, this isn't bad. This is good. And I was like, what? So I was in denial. I was like fighting and resisting the reality. And she was already to this place of acceptance and seeing all kinds of opportunities around this, what I looked at as a bad thing. All of our pain, there is a payoff for our pain. And we can hang out in the suffering if we want and let it kill us. Or we can revel in the gift that the pain gave us. Because that pain, it really does refine us. It makes us stronger, helps us figure ourselves out, connect to God, all kinds of things. We have to have it. It's beautiful. And, you know, if you're listening and like, you're struggling in your marriage or you have all kinds of painful things all around you, I know it's not great to hear from me saying the pain's awesome. But if you just stay there, you face the reality, you probably feel alone in your pain a lot of times, and you're not alone in that pain. Others have felt it. But they're not right next to you in it right now. But if you can, if you choose to move forward, if you choose to push through that pain, face the reality, I promise you, you'll get the payout. Now, we don't know what that is. We don't know what learning or growth or difficult life changes that are going to come into your life that are going to bless you like crazy. We don't know what that is. But it'll come. All right, you guys. Thank you for letting me ramble today a little bit. I hope this was helpful. I challenge you. I know you are strong enough to face the pain so that you don't have to stay stuck in suffering. I know it. I know you are smart enough to get conscious of what reality actually is. Find a good therapist, talk to good friends, journal it out, talk to God, do what you need to do to flush it out so that you can face it, so that you can deal with it, so that you can move forward. Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you.